What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. It's Trae Young talking about the Luka trade as the trade deadline is just a little bit more than one day away. So we'll get back into all that. Some trades have been made today. We'll get back into the Kirk Cousins conversation coming up in 20 minutes as well. As he said what he said, and then he doubled down on what he said to Diana Rossini of The Athletic. So he did not mince his words. He meant to say what he said. Sometimes folks say stuff like that and then try to be like, well, what I really meant was, no, what he really meant was, yeah, that he got hurt against the Saints, and that's what he's blaming his play on. Conversation we'll get into in 20 minutes is whether or not anybody from the Falcons is going to say anything about this. Don't know if they will. Haven't yet. We'll talk about it next. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well to wrap up the hour.
Shout out to Jason Longshore, happy birthday, Jay.
Oh, happy birthday,
man. Happy birthday to one of our favorites on the station, our main man, Jason Longshore, because we love Jason.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jason is like that friend that you don't never see, but when you see him, it's like, yo, what up,
dude? I'm always very excited to see
Jason. Yeah, whenever I see Jay, like, yo, what up, dude? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Happy for Jay. Happy birthday to Jay.
What do you get the man who has everything? You know? He's got all the Kangles you could want.
All you can want.
Maybe a Latte Laugh jersey. I don't know. New signing.
Are they out yet? Is the jersey out yet?
I don't know. You gotta speed rush those ones.
Yeah.
You get those in the shop. People want them.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Almirone, you gotta get the new Almirone ones too.
But I'm just curious,
you got the old ones, but jerseys are a little different than they used to be.
Yeah, like Mike Bell. How many kits does Mike Bell have?
He's got a few.
Mike buys a new kit for every new signing, doesn't he? So I'm sure he got a Barco kit.
He says this all the time. He's got the kiss of death. Anybody's jersey he gets,
yes,
they end up getting moved.
Oh,
so he goes and gets a guy's jersey, and then not too long afterwards, the guy's on a different team.
Yeah, but I don't want that for Mike.
So maybe don't get a Latte Lap jersey.
Yeah, don't do that, Mike. No, just stick with the old ones. Stick with the ones the guys aren't here.
Yeah, exactly. Just dip into the ones from the old school. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they have the jersey yet. Hopefully soon. People are fired up about it. They got some more preseason games coming up. Hopefully, we'll get to see Almirone in some of these games.
Yeah. Get them acclimated and everything like that. I mean, and sooner, before you know, the damn season starts.
I know.
Sooner rather than later.
What is the first game, like actual game, February 22nd, Abe? That's the first game.
Yeah, wow. That's coming
that's
up.
That's crazy.
I saw, I saw
17
Sandra,
days away.
Sandy Gold, she tweeted today that, damn, pitches and catches would. Next week.
That's crazy, too.
Unbelievable.
Here we are.
Unbelievable. We bike, baby.
Here we are.
We bike.
They had Alex Anthopoulos on their show today, too, if you missed that, talking about the offseason and lack of motion. And then, obviously, injury updates on Acuna and Strider as well.
They went and got a new outfielder.
They did, yeah.
They made a move.
Gerickson Profar's not nothing.
He made a move.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Juan Soto signed for $760 million somewhere. And you got Jurickson Profar.
Yeah.
They did something.
Real quick, because about the Hawks, what they talk about, the injury reports came out. Trae Young, right Achilles tendonitis, probable. Bogey, not with the team, out. and Clint Capela, personal reasons, out.
So it's not back spasms anymore.
It's personal reasons.
All right. So. That's a good jumping off point to get into the big story of the day. Let's do it. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
There's obviously them two. There's literally only probably two, maybe three guys that are, I mean, untradeable. I mean, a lot of people probably thought Luka was too. I mean, and so that's why it was such a big, big surprise to a lot of people. But besides them two, three guys, can't nothing surprise anybody who's been in this game a long time. You don't spend as much time as we do with each other every day, on the road, on the planes, and on the buses, and not have a certain type of feeling for each other.
No doubt about it. You spend more time with your teammates than you do your own damn family. You know, and for basketball players, they'd be gone for days at a time.
Yeah, they'll go on week-long road
trips. Yeah, and that's all you got with you is those dudes and everything. So, and I saw, you know, you saw Kyrie still processing and everything. He loved Luka. That was his man right there. And then obviously
his hermano.
Yeah, his hermano. Yeah, I like that. And then obviously LeBron and Anthony Davis, the close bond that they had. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a transition and everything like that. But Trey's right. Like, what includes is a handful
of
players that they're untouchable.
I don't know. Like, it's not even a handful.
It's not a handful. It's like two,
three guys, maybe. Because if Luka can, again, I think the Luka thing's different though. Like, Luka's not tradable anywhere else.
Right.
I think Luka's tradable because the GM didn't like him. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's a very unique circumstance.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how does the GM get that kind of power?
Couldn't happen.
To get rid of that
Shouldn't
guy?
Be possible.
You know what
Shouldn't
I'm saying?
Shouldn't be possible.
That's my only thing.
I agree.
Is like, how do you get that kind of power?
You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
How do you get that kind of power? Your name ain't Pat Riley.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly right. I agree with that 100%. And if it did go down the way that it's reported to have gone down, where he just kind of started doing it himself. Now, he's got to get approval from ownership to do it.
But that's it.
Eventually.
But that's it.
But, yeah, ownership is different now than it used to be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's not quite as involved as it used to be, which is, in sometimes, is a good thing. You trust your people, right? That's what everybody wants from an owner, not to be meddling.
That is true.
They might have maybe could have benefited from a meddling owner in this situation. Because most people wouldn't have let this go through. They would have said, are you bleeping crazy?
What the hell?
You want to do what? Luka, what did he do? Did he sleep with your wife?
Yeah.
No? Then don't trade him.
Yeah.
Oh, he did? How much do you love her? all right. I guess trade him, but I really don't want you to. I understand that jump of if Luka can be traded, anybody can be traded. I just think there's got to be stuff that we don't know that explains that circumstance. And in that case,
do you think it's a non-basketball thing?
It has to be, right?
So the whole shape, injury.
Well, I guess is that a basketball thing?
Yes.
Does that count as a basketball thing?
You gotta be in shape to play basketball.
Okay.
You can't play basketball if you're hurt.
I know, but they've been criticizing him for his shape for years now. And he went to the NBA Finals last year in bad shape.
Yeah,
quote unquote bad shape.
Then is it one of those things where, like, did he come in out of shape this year?
He came in out of shape, out of shape last year that he was sucking wind in the first quarter for the whole first half of the season.
Yes.
I mean, it was visible. Everybody saw it, and then he played his way into shape, and they went to the NBA Finals. So it's like, you know, I guess that's a basketball reason, but it got you the finals.
Yeah.
Like, it worked.
It did. It worked.
So I think it has to be more than that. I think it has to be.
Did he? I mean.
They just didn't. It was hard to be
around. Was it one of those things where he's like, gave the organization the ultimatum? I don't want to play
for it. It doesn't sound like that.
No, it just
no
sounds
one's
like,
reporting that.
It sounds like this dude went rogue, in my opinion.
Hated him.
He's not like he went rogue, called up damn Rob. He's like, Rob, what do you think about this? Let me run somebody real quick. I'll call Robbie. Robbie, let me run somebody real quick. What do you think of Luka Doncic? Rob, I think he's one of the best players in the world, blah, 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 blah.
He goes, well, he's not.
Well, he's not.
He sucks.
No, he can't sell him that because he had to get Rob to. Yeah, me too. But you know what? I was just thinking. He would look good in Lakers.
In yellow.
Don't you think?
Pasty people always look good in yellow.
Don't you think, Robbie? What are you saying, Nico? You want to take him off my hands?
Rob's like, what's it going to cost?
What's it going to cost you?
He's like, God, here's the other shoe.
Let me get those tutus. Let me get AD. Let me get, you know what? Nah, don't worry about it. I don't need nothing else.
Actually, you know what? I don't even need any twos.
Yeah,
just give me one pick.
Just give me AD.
How many picks you guys got? We got a couple first-rounders. I just need one of them. I don't want to be greedy.
Yeah, I don't want to. Rob, I don't want to hurt show pockets.
I don't want to hold this thing up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this guy out of here by the trade deadline. Yeah, it's outrageous. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out what actually happened at some point, but it just seems like that dude didn't like him. So to answer your question in a very long-winded way, I guess if any GM has that kind of power and hates a guy, they could trade him.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
if Luka can be traded for these reasons, then anyone can be. I just feel like most organizations are run better than that, to where there's going to be checks and balances.
How about this? Do you think because of this Supermax that more and more guys who are eligible for it will get moved?
I don't think so. Because if you have a guy that you know.
He's a perennial all-star top whatever player in the world.
You have to have played X amount of years for the team that drafted you. Obviously, you have to have all NBA teams. Mm-hmm. Like if you find that guy, you just don't get rid of him. Mm-hmm. You just don't do it. And my response to the people that say, well, they just got out of paying X amount. No, they didn't. It's the NBA. They got to pay somebody that money. They have to pay 90% of the salary cap to someone.
But
now they can pay three or four guys the money that they were going to pay Luka.
What I mean by that is,
nobody saved any money.
But what I'm saying, because of the whole thing with Luka, do you think it may happen now? Or do you think it's a one-off?
I think it's a one-off.
You think it's a one-off?
I think it's a one-off. But, I don't know, copycat league, whatever. But again, also, there's copycat. There's only like five guys like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like guys that are actually that good, that young, playing for the team that drafted them and eligible for the Supermax, right?
Like who's all eligible right now? I know Shai Gilgeous is eligible.
Shai Gilgeous is. Joker. No, but he wasn't even drafted by them.
That's right. He was traded.
He was drafted by the Clippers. Yeah, he got traded.
But for some reason, they're talking about he's eligible for the Supermax this summer.
I'd be furious if I'm Luka and that's true.
Yeah, but no, that's Wendy was like,
okay,
they can't wait to give it to
him. Okay, right.
Yeah.
And you should.
Yeah.
Ant-Man eventually will be eligible for it. Trey, right? Trey was all NBA. That's all it is. You got to be all NBA.
Oh, it's just
once.
One time.
Yeah. You got to be all NBA.
Okay. I'm thinking it's like.
And play for the team that drafted you and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Trey's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I thought it was a certain amount or a certain time.
It should be.
It should be. Yeah. You would think it would be.
There should be a difference between five first team all NBAs and one third team all NBA.
That's what I'm saying. The one third team gets you the Supermax?
Got you the max.
I know that, but I'm saying that the other one.
I'm not 100% sure. I think that's true. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
With the super in front of it?
I think that's what Trey's eligible for coming up.
So the trouble is, are you signing him that?
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, you got a guy that you think is a star.
He is.
And so you sign those guys. Like, I mean, but, again.
I'm feeling where you're coming from with this. Your thought process behind it, because it's. That's how it always is.
Yeah.
This
No. Let me actually answer that question. No. And I'm not signing really anybody to that,
right.
Honestly. Like, there's three to five guys in the NBA that I genuinely believe deserve that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how it works.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But, you got teams giving stuff like that to, I don't know, whatever. Like, there's a lot of guys in the league right now that are on max contracts that you look at it, it's like, damn. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But when Bradley Beal got his max, he was still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
He was declining, but he was still playing good.
When he was healthy, he was good,
yeah.
But there was never anything to show for it.
No.
Right? I mean, he had that one year where he kind of led the league in scoring.
The damn Wizards, man.
When he was on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the this hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA, 404-726-0929. We will answer any of your questions to the best of our ability to wrap the show up as we always do at 140. We're sitting here watching some of the Super Bowl coverage. We've got NFL Network on one TV, ESPN on the other TV. Two active players currently doing the junket, right? You kind of go to the Super Bowl radio row and interview with everybody. And I always wondered, because you did it, right? Yes. When you were in the league, you did it, and you went down there, and you said you did it on behalf of Gillette.
Gillette and then Nextel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was always the funniest. Like, you know, there's like a handler coming around with a clipboard, and they're like, hey, do you want to talk to Randy McMichael? Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah, sure, we'd love to talk to Randy McMichael. That's cool. Like, all right, what time do you want to talk to him? How about 1:20? All right, great. You just got to, when you interview him, you got to ask him about Nextel.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I always like to do it first.
Don't hit me on the Nextel chirp.
My first thing was like, hey, we're excited to hear about Nextel. Tell us about
it. Yeah, man. And we'd be so damn like, because they get, they're paying me. Like, damn, what did, oh, yeah. Well, Nextel, they got the chirp.
How does that come to be? Like, they go to your agent goes to you, and that's what it is. You don't go to your agent and be like, you know what I love is Nextel?
Mm-mm.
Do you think I could go to the Super Bowl and tell people about it?
The only time that ever happened, like, not including the Super Bowl, like, it's like whenever, I'll tell you, when I signed with Drew Rosenhaus, like, he's like, well, what do you want? Obviously, I want a new damn contract. Mm-hmm. But, like, I want endorsements. And then, so, because he had a good relationship with Williamson Cadillac. And so, I was like, okay, I want to endorse Williamson Cadillac. So, I endorsed Williamson Cadillac. I got a dealer car and everything like that. And then he already had, like, the ends with the Nextel people. And so, we all got new Nextel phones, everything. And so that's how they work. But for the Super Bowl, they call your agent, and then he'll ask you, do you want to do this? And sometimes you've had relationships with them. So this is probably Cam Jordan's third or fourth time doing Old Spice. So you already have it in your mind that I'm going to do it. Because it ain't hard work. You just got to do this.
Nah, you just go answer the same eight questions.
Go answer the same questions. And you
20
make,
different radio stations.
And you make about $2,000.
Wow, really? That's great.
Make about $10,000.
And it's funny, too, because, like, you know, sometimes it's Trey Hendrickson, and you might want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's Cam Jordan. You might want to talk to him. But then other times it's like former guys. It's like, hey, you want to talk to Bob Golic?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But the biggest thing is
you want to talk to Rudy? We got Rudy walking around.
But the biggest thing about these a lot of times,
Oscar
is
Meyer.
That like they're early. So you got to, like, as you're at Super Bowl, so you're going to be out kicking it. Got to get your ass up.
Okay.
And that was always.
Oh, yeah, you could tell.
That was always the thing.
Like, oh, you guys are out.
Oh, yeah, that's always the thing. You got to get your ass up. Like,
Just always feel bad when the guy comes around with the clipboard and the players near him. He's like, oh, do you want to talk to, like, not really. You want to talk to Dave Craig about left-handed scissors? Oh, that's him? Oh, yeah, actually, sure. Come on. God, now I got to do this. Anyway.
Dave Craig or left-handed.
That's why when I was there, I produced shows from the Super Bowl multiple years, and my rule was always, we're not interviewing this person unless they're like a Hall of Famer or there's a Seattle tie, because I was working in Seattle.
Right.
I was like, no offense, but we're not just taking 400 guests. And then when this station was at the Super Bowl, every guest that wanted to come on the radio station came on.
Right.
Like, it was hilarious. Like, we did a thing on the night show where we just played like a 10-second clip of literally every guest that was on the station that day. And we played, it was 75 clips.
Really?
I was like, all right, Jarvis, cue up Rudy. Let's hear. We're like, another riveting interview from our Super Bowl coverage. We haven't talked about the game once, but we did get the interview. All right. So you've probably heard the audio by now of Kirk Cousins going on NFL Network yesterday and saying that he got injured in the middle of the season. That was some interesting news. If you haven't heard it, here he is.
We were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. And from there, kind of dealing with that, you know, was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it.
Okay, nobody ever said injured. Nobody ever said hurt, right? Yeah. He got hit in his shoulder and was working through it and dealing with
it. But what he was?
Yeah, right.
He was?
Right.
Okay.
But that's just the thing. I just, because at some point, someone's going to ask a question about, like, to Terry Fontenot or to Raheem Morris or someone with the Falcons and say, hey, Kirk Cousins said, and then they'll say hurt, and then they're going to say, he never said he was hurt.
Because he hasn't.
Yeah, he didn't. So make sure your question's good before you ask him about it.
He did not say he was hurt.
And if it's me, I won't say hurt.
I know his performance and what was wrong with him affected his performance.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
And it was one of those things where
and he wants you to think that.
And he wants you to think that. And I do believe that he didn't come out because he knew Michael Penix was going to take his job. I 1,000% believe that. And, you know, it just sucks. It's unfortunate. But I, as being a former athlete, I've played hurt. I played when they told me I shouldn't play, but I've never. Let me take it back. And I've hidden the one place. One place I hated going. Andy, I hated going to the training room. I hated going. I hated getting treatment. I'm like, I'll be fine. It'll heal up and everything like that. I don't think that was the case with him. I think he was scared for them to find out that it was worse than what it was, and they had to sit him down.
Yeah.
So he fought through it.
Yeah.
And he fought
through it. He didn't want them x-raying him. Yeah.
Or anything like that.
He didn't want any of that because he knew that if they did, then it was going to mean he was going to miss time.
Yeah.
Penix was going to come in, and that was going to be that.
And that was going to be it.
Here.
Because you go back to when he was signed and when he was drafted. Because
absolutely.
When Kirk Cousins was signed, again, me and you, mistake.
It's like, oh, cool. All right.
Okay, cool. All right, we were always there.
Like,
this man,
same Kirk Cousins as always.
This
right?
man got a contract that nobody was going to pay him but the Falcons,
which was
the first mistake.
That's a mistake.
Which was the first mistake. Mm-hmm. You overpaid for him. You didn't have to give him that. Now he's used to making that, but you didn't have to give him that.
Yeah, that's why you got him.
That's why you got
Otherwise,
him.
Otherwise, he might have stayed in Minnesota. Exactly. That's I don't why know you got who him. Else was
because,
in on
because
it.
Because I think you overpaid by a lot.
Yeah, I think the third year.
Yes.
And I don't know what else. Yeah, I don't know what else might have been. Yeah.
So that's one. You bid against yourself. One. Then two. You go out and draft this kid. I had no problem. I just couldn't believe it.
Right.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe
it. It's like what?
Because you signed. So you draft this guy, and then this guy right here. The reason he left Minnesota because they told him they were going to pick a young guy.
Yep.
Yet y'all bring him here. You knew this, and you draft him anyway. So how he gonna feel?
That immediately set him down a path of maybe I don't trust you guys.
Exactly. I don't trust y'all.
Yeah, maybe that's
and
what.
So
maybe that's
I don't trust y'all because y'all didn't tell me nothing like this until y'all want a clock.
Right.
Hey, Kirk,
the clock is ticking.
Hey, Kirk,
we're about
to take Michael Penix.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Appreciate you.
Would have been nice to know during contract negotiations.
Thank you.
Although right, I probably still would have signed.
Okay,
because
so
no
bam,
one was giving me $100 million.
Whatever. Yeah. Go through the season. He's playing well. Gets banged up in the Saints game, which we talked about. Was that the game he talks about? And then he proceeds to just have a down tick and play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious to me now that everything that what I said about him last month is true. You're selfish as hell. All right. Now, we're all selfish. Don't get me wrong. But you're selfish as hell because you saw the decline of what's going on with your team. You're losing games because I'm not playing well because I can't do it because I'm hurt. Period. Now, if it was his left shoulder, okay.
Yeah.
But it's your damn the arm that you.
Shoulder and elbow.
Shoulder and elbow. Like, and you don't say
two of the three most important parts of your throwing arm.
And you don't say nothing?
Yeah.
Now, okay. Then you, okay, so put the competitor part about it. I'm a competitor. I'm trying to fight through it, trying to work through it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it doesn't excuse you.
It doesn't excuse you. Yeah. Now, head coach, you're out there watching.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. You're watching the tape. You, Zach, Terry, whatever you want to call it.
Huh, that don't look good.
That don't look good.
That don't look good at all.
Kurt, you okay? I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Because if he's taking all the reps in practice, what makes you think that he's – you can't say that he's not fine.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
He's taking all the alignment, and that goes back to everybody. Well, why did he rev Penix up? Because you had Kirk Cousins. You don't rev up a damn backup quarterback, no matter if he is a rookie, unless he's going to start the season. You don't rev him up if you have a starting quarterback. That is what it is. All right?
Unless you had the
bye week, then you put Michael Penix in. That's revving him up, but you weren't going to bench Kirk at the bye week because the whole team looked like crap against Denver.
Let's get to where we are now. That's all true,
yes.
Definitely. Where we are now is Kirk going on TV yesterday saying what he said,
yes,
and then doubling down on him,
yes,
with Diana Rossini.
He got to go.
He said what he said intentionally.
Yes,
right?
That was a perfect model.
That was a plan.
Perfect,
he's trying to help out his reputation around the league.
Perfect.
So maybe he can get another job, whatever. I don't know if that's an attempt to – he's not – to me, it was an attempt to be cut. Like, he's hoping he gets cut so they have more time to talk to teams.
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
And all these things that are coming up.
That's exactly what we're trying
to do. Falcons obviously have to make a decision by March 17th because they're not going to pay him that $10 million to be the backup quarterback.
I cut his ass on March 16th.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do.
I cut his ass March 16th.
Because my question now is, all this happened, right? It feels to me, and maybe I'm missing some of it, but it feels to me like the majority of the frustration and anger is towards Kirk Cousins right now. Do you think anybody from up there, anybody from the Falcons, whoever it might be, I don't know who would be the person that would say something about this. Do you think anybody says anything about it before they cut him?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't.
But I wouldn't say a damn thing. But as we know, you're going to have to meet with the media again. The Gavitt media up there in Indianapolis.
Let me ask it differently.
Okay.
Do you think they'll say anything about it before they're asked about it in a media setting?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
They won't say it. They won't release a statement. And they shouldn't. I
think it would be dumb as hell, Andy, if they release a statement or anything about this situation right here. Why? You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. This dude is the one that's out there trying to sell him. You don't got to sell yourself.
Exactly.
You got your guy.
Exactly.
But he's trying to sell himself because what's going to happen now is that teams are going to be like, because even Terry can try to use this. Yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
He
can try to sell this so he can find a dummy. And there's a dummy born every day that's going to trade for Kirk Cousins' contract.
That's the thing. We give too much credit to the the GMs in the NFL.
Yes.
It just takes one.
Yeah, it just takes one dummy to be like, okay, well, Kirk said he was hurt. Obviously, the GM called me about a trade, so he must think it was because he was hurt.
Yeah.
Let's trade for him.
I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen. And if I'm Kirk Cousins, why the hell would I want to get traded?
Right, that's the thing. He would much rather be a free agent.
I would rather be a free agent and pick where I want to go.
Exactly
because either way, I'm getting this money out of Arthur Blank's pocket.
Oh, he gets some money.
Yeah, he gets some money.
I saw some of that yesterday. Is there any way they could void the contract?
They got to void his contract.
No, he's going to get the money.
He's going to get his money.
He's going to get the money.
He's going to get his money. He's going to get his money, and he's going to get to go play where he wants to play next year.
Yeah. So I guess the best way to handle it is to wait as long as possible.
Yeah, to 16th.
And then, like, 16th at 11:59.
But that's still ain't going to do that.
It's still not going to do that.
That's plenty of time.
Yeah.
That's why I said get rid of his ass now.
I know. What's the thing that makes it hurt the worst for him? I don't know.
Because
how is it even going to hurt for him? He's going to get $100 million anyway.
And he's going to be a starting quarterback somewhere next year.
Probably.
Yeah,
he probably is.
Yeah.
God, it's frustrating. Yeah, but they're not going to say anything. And they shouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. I just let everybody be mad at Kirk Cousins and then answer the questions when I get asked him later this month. We'll come back and get to an AMA. We'll answer your questions. It's as easy as that. You want answers from us? You just got to call and ask.
Say us on the
phone. 404-726-0929. It's as simple as that. It's as transparent as it can be. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Again, just a reminder, Dukes and Bell going to be broadcasting live from State Farm Arena this afternoon. That show's long. You ever have that, like, you drive home listening to it?
Yes.
And, like, I get in the car to take Jack to go do something, listen to it.
Yes.
And then I get in the car to run to the store later and I listen to it. It's like, these guys, I'm putting Jack to bed by the time they're off the air. We get off the air, go home, do all the stuff we do, give them baths, have dinner, like whatever, and then put them to bed.
And they're still on.
Dukes and Bell doing the game winner.
It's
a long-ass show. But anyway, they're going to be broadcasting from State Farm Arena leading into the Hawks game tonight. Hawks, Spurs, Wemby, De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. There's still a couple hours before the Hawks game. Maybe the Hawks will make a trade. Who knows? We'll see. All right. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
I was on all fellas. Hey, Mike. I put a little bit of thought on this one right here. If you can bring two defensive ends from the past to put on the Atlanta Falcons team in their prime, who would you take?
Reggie.
I'm gonna go with Reggie White and Bruce Smith.
Those great.
Same
two
I was gonna go.
The two best edge rushers in the history of the league.
The exact same two I was gonna go with. Reggie White and Bruce Smith.
So you got 300 or 398 yes. sacks between
yes,
two. Yeah,
those are exact two people I would say. Reggie White and Bruce Smith.
Okay, we'll take those guys.
Yes. Yes. And that ain't close. It ain't even close.
No, it's
yes.
not. They,
now,
Reggie, Bruce has 200.
Yes,
right?
Bruce has 200.
Bruce got
200 against us.
Us.
In Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When he was at Washington, we played Washington on a Sunday.
Oh, he did play for the Redskins.
We played Washington on a Sunday night, and we had a rookie left tackle, and he kind of like stumbled. And the quarterback was like, but it was kind of like how Stray got Brett.
Uh-huh.
It was a little like that.
Right, except it wasn't playing.
Except it wasn't playing. Yeah. Oh, they went crazy. And Bruce ain't played no more that game. I don't think Bruce played no more that season.
Bruce Smith, 200 sacks.
Yeah, I don't think he played any more that season.
He's also a guy that when people mention those crazy Bills runs, they always mention Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas. Bruce Smith, you got to throw him in there too because he was as important, if not
yes.
more important. Andre Reed gets mentioned, but like
freaking killer.
Bruce Smith, man, 200 sacks is crazy.
Yes, Bruce Smith's a
Reggie
killer.
White had 198. Deacon Jones had 173. That's a big drop between 198.
Yeah, no. If you ever talk to him.
That's true, because they didn't start yes. keeping stats until 60.
If you ever talk to Deacon, because Deacon's always going to Rams practice, and Deacon would tell you, he estimated it to be somewhere around like 250.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no, because you're right.
Yeah.
They don't track stats pre-60.
Yeah.
And that was a chunk of his career.
Yeah, let Deacon tell you. Deacon had about 250.
Kevin Green, Julius Peppers, Jack Youngblood, Chris Dolman, Alan Page, Lawrence Taylor.
Good ass player.
Strahan. I'll take any of those guys.
Yeah.
Any of those guys on the edge we'll take. I mean, you don't have to scroll that far down to find a guy who's still active and wants traded.
Miles Garrett.
Only active guy over 100, right?
Him and TJ. TJ.
TJ's got over 100?
Yeah, I think TJ White has 100.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. 108.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one of two active guys to have over 100. Other guy's not available. All right. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
So I may be a little wrong with the whole whoever Detroit play is going to trade next. I ain't seen that from Atlanta. But I got two questions. One is kind of like a statement. So I think I don't know if y'all seen what happened with Drake at his Australia concert. He mentioned one of the lyrics. He's like, "How I'll go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron." He replaced it by saying, "Not LeBron." I'm a big Drake music fan. I don't like his personal dealings, the nail polish, the little kissy face. I'm cool off all that, man. I'm a grown man. I don't deal with that.
All right.
But the music part, cool. We can rock with. I saw that and immediately I'm like, I see why people now are like, man, this guy's a cornball. Like, bro, you got all the bread in the world. Females adore you. And you so emotional. I think that's why people look at him like they give him the side eye because he's just so he's an emotional dude. My grandpa told me the most emotional men in the world end up dead or in prison. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, we all end up dead.
Just chill with the emotional stuff.
All right, Rich.
The next part is.
What's the question?
What's the question, Rich?
My next part is, like, why don't we hear the same rhetoric with KD that we hear about LeBron with all the all-stars he's been a part of? Like, yeah, we got Wade, we got Kyrie, and we got AD. But look how many players that KD been in.
Oh,
we never hear people say
how much
help we need.
I think something, Rich, you need to ask certain people that question because I never gave a damn.
Yeah.
I never gave a damn about. So when you say why does KD get the same whatever LeBron? Ask the people that do it.
I'll tell you why. Because LeBron slander sells better. Whining about KD being whatever, people don't click on that.
Right.
Saying LeBron isn't this, isn't that, isn't whatever is a whole industry. Like,
I mean, people got jobs because of it.
It's a whole, it's a whole career. Like, oh, what do you do for a living? I hate on LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, you must be rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it on TV.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And podcasts. Hating on KD is just not marketable the same way. you don't have to hate on either one of them.
No, they're both great.
You can just be like, damn, those are two of the best players ever, and we've gotten to watch their whole careers, and it's really been wonderful.
Yeah.
Or you could be like, oh, you played with other good guys, and that makes me hate them.
Okay, so he said Drake switched the lines up in the song?
Yeah, I don't fully understand. I guess it was sort of instead of a line that was pro-LeBron, was sort of like now he's saying not LeBron, because LeBron,
LeBron was hanging out.
Dapped up Kendrick.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Kendrick, and then Drake got.
When was he hanging out with Kendrick?
I don't know.
3 weeks ago? A couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Here's the thing, though, about that is, well, you're going to have to be mad at everybody, because it seems like everybody has had no problem enjoying the year that Kendrick's had.
Yeah.
And that's a part of it for me. Like, if I'm Drake or someone who is, you know, like, whatever, like, on that side of the argument, like, man, it has seemed real easy for the whole industry and celebrity industrial complex to be like, yep, to hell with that guy.
Yeah.
It's like real quick. Yeah, just
but,
to turn.
But, I mean, but seeing what Drake is still the top dude as far as he had a bad, rough year. But this man ain't hurting.
Oh, he's hurting.
I'm talking about his pockets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's
sure,
what, sure. Oh, I'm talking about his persona. Oh, yeah, he's emotional as hell.
Yeah, yeah, no, and he just, you know, but also, like, I don't know. I kind of get it. I'd be furious if, like, I did all this stuff for all these years, and then all of a sudden I get in a rap battle, and literally everybody was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that guy, too. It's dang, really?
No, he has reason for his beef with other dudes.
And but I'm sure to me, Kendrick's got reason to be mad at him,
too. Soft.
Oh, it's very soft.
It's so soft still.
Yeah.
It's soft as hell.
It is. It is. It would.
It's soft.
Just move on.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Like, you have all the money.
But him and LeBron, he got LeBron tattooed on him. Or his jersey or something tattooed. Like,
no, he doesn't. He's got LeBron James tattooed on him? Drake does?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, he loved him. He loved him. He loved him.
Now he's got to change his lyrics.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it was 6'2" like LeBron, then he made it not LeBron.
Ooh.
It was kind of weird.
Oh, my God.
But I was going to ask y'all, like, did y'all know LeBron and Drake beef?
That's probably why he lost the rap battle.
LeBron ain't got no beef with Drake. Drake got beef with LeBron.
Oh, that's new, man. Though. All right. So there's no history here.
Bars! Bars!
That's the best thing you can do. Not LeBron.
Oh, my
God. You're not invited to my party anymore.
Stop.
Yeah, no one was coming. We're going to Kendrick's party on Sunday at the Super Bowl. Damn. Tough one. All right. Miles is in Conyers. Hey, Miles.
Bars!
Hey there, guys. First time calling. Love the show. Gets me through work.
Thanks for calling.
This question is kind of suited for Bo. I went to WWE Raw first time last Monday.
Did you have a belt? Asking,
no, sir. I just went with me and my lady friend, my homeboy.
There you go.
But have you, Bo, or all of you guys can answer this, have you guys ever been to a WWE event? And also, the other question would be, who would be your fantasy, like, main event match at WrestleMania? And I'll listen.
All right, Miles, thank you. Thanks for calling.
No, we used to go to wrestling a long time ago, but that's when it was over at the Civic Center. That's when I saw Junkyard Dog and everybody. My granddaddy's taking me. I got invited to Monday Night Raw when I was with the Dolphins, when it was in Miami.
I have not.
Never, not once?
Mm-mm.
You should at least go to one. They're fun.
I would love to.
And we actually, we've said that we're going to do this. Well, next time they come around.
Said it 1,000 times. Yeah. And I just, I'd love
to. So, Miles, I've been to 3 WrestleManias. I've been to a show in the MGM Grand in Vegas. I've been to lots and lots and lots of wrestling shows. They're a lot of fun.
What's your dream main event?
Is this me versus somebody? Or so it'd be something that has to do with Sting, because that's my favorite wrestler. Right. So,
yes,
yeah, you know.
Yes. I would say mine would probably be Sting and, because they wrestled when he was stunning Steve Austin, so I would say they wrestled when he was Mean Mark. So I was gonna say the Undertaker's thing, but they wrestled when he was Mean Mark.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to be like the WCW referee for that match or something like that.
That's
the match that we never got.
Yeah.
That was mine.
Yeah,
you took mine. Dang it. Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I got 2 of them for you. What? Oh, yesterday I was going to ask you, remember when Kirby commandeered the track and field facility in Athens?
For what?
For more grounds for the football team.
Oh, yeah.
I
was I just rode past where they're building the new place, and it's pretty damn impressive. It's on South Millage out by the softball facility.
Nice.
Softball and soccer. But, yeah, I got 2. Are y'all going to get my dude Big Q on the phone this week? And even if you could still have Super Bowl Sunday to lay around on the couch and all that and eat leftovers, would you be okay with moving the game to Saturday?
All right, Adam. I keep forgetting Hugh's show is on.
Hugh's show is on when our show is on.
Exact same time as our show, so we can't.
No.
We suggested it, and we've suggested it multiple times, and then Abe's like, same time.
Hugh's,
dang it.
Yeah, Hugh's show is
on. So we can't. I'm sure Dukes and Bell will.
I thought Dukes and Bell had them on. Sure they're probably
had
them on.
Okay.
They're having them on. Okay. And, no, Super Bowl Sunday.
I like NFL games on Sundays.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday.
The solution to your problem is have it the weekend of President's Day.
Okay, I got a question for
you. So then you can have the next
day. I have the question for you because I saw this on the news today, and it was saying excuses to get out of work on Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. Like, people go that hard on Super Bowl Sunday? Are they talking about the people that's at Super Bowl? Or, like I get after it, but I never got after it to a point where I'm like, on Monday morning, like I won't come in here on Monday like, ugh.
Right, but I also think you have you're better at it.
What do you mean?
You are better at kind of sucking it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, all right. You're kind of a pro.
But how do people make it like they got to call in? It should be a national holiday because the Monday after the Super Bowl. And I'm like, y'all be buzzed.
These are
like
people
that
party like that on New Year's Eve and Super Bowl
Sunday.
Exactly.
There's people that don't do it, and then they go to a Super Bowl party and somebody's got some hunch punch.
Okay.
And they have a few too many.
I got you.
And then somebody's wife is thrown up in the driveway.
Right.
And it's like, oh God, how are you going to go to work tomorrow?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like those Rage Fest Super Bowl parties, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like people like us that can just be like, all right, I can get through it. Here it is.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know.
Noon, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. I could talk for 3 hours. But then it's also like, I don't know, some jobs. Can you imagine being hungover doing some jobs?
Yes.
Like, that would just be the absolute worst. Like, you're a roofer in Atlanta in August.
Oh, that would not be good.
I guess you'd sweat it out by lunch.
But your ass might fall off.
You might die.
Yeah, you might fall off the damn roof.
Dehydrated, whatever. But, no, I don't want it on Saturday. I want it on the Sunday of President's Day weekend, which it'll get to eventually. Then you can have Monday off. The only thing that sucks about that is I love coming in the Monday after the Super Bowl and talking about it. Like, we'll be in on Monday immediately after the game is over the next, you know, the day after, and we can react.
No, you know what? I'm not going to reply to that tweet.
We don't have any more questions, so you might as well.
Because we just said it. No, there is no language in Kirk Cousins' contract where the Falcons can void it.
What?
No. He was not negligent.
Not even the coverall of contract detrimental to the team.
He is not. Nothing is going to happen. The Falcons are going to get hit in the head with the cap hit.
Who's the last guy that got their contract voided?
It's not even about. It's about it's the detrimental to the team, or because this is like hiding injury. When we talk about the hiding of injury, it's usually when you're like need surgery or something, or you got hurt off the field, like you got hurt in a motorcycle accident, or you got hurt doing something at the house or something like that. Well, he still played.
Well, and he's going to say I wasn't injured. It
he
just
still
affected
played,
me.
And there's no.
The way that he phrased it yesterday tells you everything you need to know about his intent.
There is.
He said all the right words to make it perfectly clear that he didn't lie to anybody in his mind.
He was not on the injury report. Yeah. They have no.
It was bad enough to affect his play, but not bad enough to have him on the injury report.
Nothing is going to happen to Kirk Cousins in his contract. He's going to get everything, and they're not getting anything back.
Now, I'm not trying to say what he did was right. I'm just saying the way that he phrased it yesterday, they probably ran it by a lawyer. He knew what he was doing. He wants to improve his stock around the league. He knows his time in Atlanta is done, and he wants to have other teams view him as a viable starting candidate.
Yes.
That's what that was yesterday. And he can't say injured, because if he says injured, then he lied and
he never
all
said
that kind of stuff.
And the Falcons said he was never injured.
Injured is the key word.
Bam.
Injured is the key word.
That's the answer to your question.
Even though he probably was and
there's
probably
the,
shouldn't have played.
There's the answer
and probably
to
screwed the team over and all that. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaway of the day.
LeBron is a 3-and-D guy, and Fleece is white as snow.
That's what happened to the Bulls. Fleece them again. They got more guys. Randy says he knows a bunch of crazy, impassionate people.
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that a song lyric? Fleece as white as snow?
Yeah. Ba-ba black sheep or something. Or Mary had a little lamb.
Like Andy, speaking of, Andy isn't a puppet guy, but he sure does sound like one.
Speaking of puppets, Randy. Randy's ready to cut up and eat Miss Piggy.
Yeah, man. I'm going to put her in some damn grease and some flour.
That's not what I wanted to do to her.
Ooh, you nasty.
I know. I don't feel good about it, but it's true. turn the mic off now. Dukes and Bell are coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.